I always felt that there was a bond, very close bond between Israel and New York and America, and coming through the harbor, that I know those feelings I still, you know, rely on, because they were the feelings that I describe in the book as something so visceral and so powerful, that what you have always dreamed about, what you have always thought about, which is the openness of society, the possibilities, and the values that America stood for in the world, were indeed incarnated in the Statue of Liberty, as we saw it coming out of that mist on that late August day. And we stood there with our sort of gaping, with our jaws dropped, just like all the other immigrants. There were many other immigrants there. And we had that quintessential American experience of seeing the New York skyline here, Lower Manhattan, as kind of an extraordinary proof of what the Statue of Liberty declared, you know, bring me your tired, your poor, your, you know, and you could see the beauty and the optimism and the power of thought in America, in this city. And of course, we didn't speak the language, but we felt instantly that there was a continuity here.